Mishnah Beis Tavliya Shoet Shehenogo Zubazu Bekanu Sim. Wooden tablets that are square and touching each other on their corner. They're side by side and touching each other just on the small part of the corners. They hang Gvoros Minaris Peseas Tefa. And they're both a tepach above the ground and a tepach of space underneath them. Tuma Takad Achad Mehem Hanogea Bishnia Tomei Tuma Shiva. If there's a tuma, a divinement made underneath one of the wooden tablets, somebody who touches the second tablet, the one that's touching the tablet that's suspended above the tuma, would become tamei for 7 days, as if he touched the mace itself. And since the second tablet is touching the tablet that's suspended above the mace, the second tablet is also considered an oil that's suspended above the mace, and just like if you touch the tablet that's suspended above the mace, you'd be tamei for 7 days. And that is a din. If you touch an oil that's suspended above the tuma, you would become tamei for 7 days. So too, if you touch the second tablet, which is touching the first tablet, it's as if you touch the oil that's above the tuma, and you'd become tamei for 7 days. Kalim shetachas harishayna tmeim. Vishetachas hashniya tayra. Any kalim that are underneath the first tablet, which is suspended above the mace, would become tamei. And since the first tablet that's suspended above the mace has a din of an oil, so therefore it spreads the tuma underneath it, and any kalim underneath it would become tamei. But kalim underneath the second tablet, the tablet that's touching the first tablet, would remain tar. Even though the second tablet is touching the first tablet, and we just said that the second tablet has the same din as an oil that's suspended above the tuma. But that's only as far as touching the second tablet. That if you touch the second tablet, it's as if you touch the tablet that's acting as an oil above the tuma. But as far as spreading the tuma to the kalim that's underneath the second tablet would not have the same din as the first tablet, and cannot spread the tuma to kalim that is underneath it. And the second tablet is not considered an oil and cannot spread tuma to kalim underneath it, since the second tablet is only touching the first tablet in the corner, in a makan that's less than a tefa by a tefa. So therefore, the second tablet is not considered an oil. Only the second tablet would touch the first tablet in a place that's a tefa by a tefa, with the second tablet has the same din as the first tablet and would spread tuma to kalim underneath it. Hashulchan ena mevi is a tuma ad shehebo rivua b'poseach tefa. A tabletop that's resting on a square base. The square base is made up of four walls without a bottom, and the tabletop protrudes in all directions outside the base. That table would not act as an oil to spread tuma to kalim within the base and under the tabletop outside the base, unless the interior of the base is at least a tefa square. In other words, if there's a tuma kizayis from a mace inside the base, underneath the tabletop, we would not say that since the tabletop is a tefach square, that the tabletop is an oil and spreads the tuma to all kalim underneath the tabletop, whether within the base or outside the base, unless the inside of the base is at least a tefach square. The reason being is that if the inside of the base is less than a tefach square, even though the tabletop, when you combine the part that's within the base and outside the base, is a tefach square, that tabletop would not act as an oil to spread tuma to kalim to the sides of the tuma. Instead, the tuma would be as if it was not underneath an oil and would go directly up and down, but would not spread sideways, as we would not combine the part of the tabletop that's over the base and the part of the tabletop that's outside the base. And since the tuma itself is resting in an area that's less than a tefa by a tefa, it's as if the tuma is not in an oil at all and would go directly up and down, but not sideways. But if within the base there is at least a tefa square, so we look at the tuma as being in an oil, and the tabletop is considered the oil, and the tabletop would spread the tuma to all kalim underneath the tabletop, both within the base and outside the base. If there are a bunch of earthenware barrels lined up, one on top of the other, and they're sitting on their bottoms, meaning the open part of the barrel faces up, or they're lying on their side step, one upon the other, in the aver, outside, in the open air, not inside a house. They hang no go zubazu b'poseach tefa. And the rows of barrels touch each other in a mukum that's at least a tefa. Tuma tachad achas mehem, tuma b'kach v'oyle, b'kach v'yoyredes. If there's a tuma underneath one of the barrels, the tuma would go directly up and down, any kalim directly above or underneath the tumor would become tame. Bekel to the side of the tumor would not become tame. And since the barrels are lined up one on top of the other, there isn't a type of space underneath the top barrel, even though the top barrel is more than a type of above the ground, but there's barrels underneath it, so we don't have a type of space underneath it. So the top barrel does not act as also the tumor would not spread to the sides. Even though we had a Mishnah Aleph that if you have pieces of wood or folded clothing one on top of the other, if the top piece of clothing is a type of more above the ground, even though there's other pieces of clothing or wood underneath them, the top piece of clothing or wood would act as an oil. But in this case, we don't say that. This case is more similar to the other case that we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. When we have blocks of marble one on top of the other, that the top block of marble would not act as an oil, even though it's a tefach above the ground, since there are other blocks of marble underneath them. As we look at the other blocks of marble underneath it, as part of the ground, being that marble is not makabel tumah. So too in this case. Earthenware barrels, since they're not makabel tumah from the outside, only from the inside, they're similar to blocks of marble, and therefore the barrels underneath them is considered as if it's part of the ground. So the top barrel, since it's not more than a tefa above the barrel underneath it, it does not act as all. So the tuma does not spread to the sides. It only breaks up and down. Now, if the chavias are sitting on their bottoms with the open part facing up, in such a case, any can directly above or underneath the tuma, even though those kelim are inside the barrels, would become tummy. And since the barrels are open to the open air, the tuma would go right into the barrel and be matame the barrel plus any kelim inside the barrel, even kelim that are not directly above or underneath the tumah. Since the barrel is directly above or underneath the tumah, the kelim inside the barrel would become tumah. And then the other kelim, even if they're not in the barrel, if they're directly above or underneath the tumah, they would become tumah. But in a case where the barrels are lying on their sides, then the barrels themselves would not become tumah. Since the barrels are not open to the open air, the barrels are protected, and so too the kelim inside the barrel would remain tar, even though they're directly above or underneath the tumah. But any other kelim that are directly above or underneath the tumah, if they're not in the barrels, they would become tame. The tumah breaks its way up and down, but does not go sideways. Amedvar mamurim b'tayrus. When do we say that the tumah only goes up and down, does not go sideways? That's referring to a case where the chavias are tayrus. They did not become tame. Avum hayu tmeus. But if the barrels had become tame, and the earthenware barrels are makabel tumah from the inside, and if they became tameh, then they're no longer comparable to the cases of blocks of marble. Instead, they're more comparable to the other cases that we had with our folded clothing one on top of the other, or blocks of wood one on top of the other. In that case, if the top piece of clothing or the top piece of wood is a tefach above the ground, even though that piece of wood or clothing underneath them would act as an oil, so too in this case, the top barrel, since it's a tefach above the ground, even though there are other barrels underneath them, it would act as an oil and spread the tumah to the sides. Oak vos minaris b'seas teva, or if the barrels are above each other, at least a teva, one barrel is a teva above the barrel underneath it. Tuma tachas achas mehem, tachas kulan tame. In such a case, since the barrels act as an oil, if there's a tuma underneath one barrel, then any kelim underneath any of the barrels would become tame. The tuma would spread underneath all the barrels. And since the barrels touch each other in the makam, that's a teva. It's all considered one oil. And therefore, once the barrels are acting as an oil, the tumah would spread underneath all the barrels, and any kelim underneath all the barrels would become tameh.